It's hard to find places on this planet that people haven't altered. One that comes to mind is the Amazon rainforest, where some remote tracts are still pristine. Now, a team of biologists argues that even there, striking change is occurring, change that's most likely caused by humans thousands of miles away. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this story on a hyperactive rainforest.
William Lawrence originally went to the Brazilian Amazon to find out what happens to a rainforest when people start to cut it up for timber or farmland. He spent years comparing these disturbed forests to virgin forests hidden deep in the interior, where the trees were huge and their canopies blotted out the sun.
These are really some of the last places on the earth you'd expect to see strong change or strong signal of human activities.
But these virgin forests were changing in puzzling ways.
When we started looking at the data, we were very surprised to see that there were quite large changes in the composition of the tree communities. Certain kinds of trees were declining, other kinds of trees were increasing, and it really implied that the whole forest composition was changing about 14 times faster than you'd expect just due to random chance alone.
Mature virgin forests are thought to be close to equilibrium, a sort of steady state. Yet, over almost 10 years, Lawrence watched trees become supercharged. The big, fast-growing species started growing even faster, in some cases 50% faster than they had grown a decade earlier. Smaller, slow-growing trees sped up too, but not as much, and they were losing out in the fight for light and nutrients. To find the reason for this hyperactivity, Lawrence and his colleagues at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute in Panama studied rainfall records. They checked for signs of old fires or changes in cloud cover. Nothing explained the growth spurt, except possibly something in the air, specifically carbon dioxide.
The forests are actually being fertilized by higher levels of CO2 in the atmosphere. All the plants are growing faster, but it's the fastest growing plants under these conditions that have a competitive advantage.
The amount of carbon dioxide in the planet's atmosphere has risen dramatically over the past century, mostly from factories, power plants, and burning forests. It's raising global temperatures, but it's also plant food. In a report in the journal Nature, Lawrence says more CO2 is not necessarily good for forests. For example, a new mix of tree species in the Amazon could mean trouble for insects and other animals that have spent millions of years learning to live with the botanical status quo. And an altered forest might not soak up CO2 from the air as well as the current one, perhaps leaving more CO2 in the atmosphere. Robert Jackson, a biologist at Duke University and a climate expert, says it could be a spike in rainfall or unusually sunny skies over the Amazon that's driving these changes. But so many trees are affected that CO2 is a more likely explanation.
Establishing the exact cause of the changes they observed will be difficult. But this study clearly shows that there is nowhere on Earth too remote to be free from the effects of global change. And to me, that's one of the most important parts of it.
If this botanical growth spurt is happening worldwide, he adds, the next big question is, could it affect the Earth's climate by changing the balance of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere? Christopher Joyce, NPR News.